Blog Talk Radio. If you're 50 or older or have a family history of colon cancer, get screened. Screening for Life makes it possible for those who are uninsured or underinsured to get a free screening. Click the banner to find out if you're eligible. This message is brought to you by the Delaware Division of Public Health. Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, born and after. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see.
Another day that the Lord hath kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Him. I thank God for this 21st day of January of 2018, for the Lord has been good. I just want to testify about the goodness of the Lord. He has brought us out of darkness and into the marvelous light. He has given us food and clothes and shelter. He has kept us warm. Oh, my God, has He kept us warm? I've been through already this year zero temperatures. I saw minus two. I saw zero. I walked out of the house in 8-degree weather, never being frostbitten by the weather, never caught a cold. Oh, God is good, and He's worthy to be praise. Come on and bless His name. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He has done for me. Oh, I thank God. My soul, thank him for being so good to me. And I know some say, thank God for saving me. Yes, he has saved me from the wrath of God. When God saved you, you're saved from the wrath of God, because he saved you from your sins. And if you stay in sin, you take a bad chance of being caught in the wrath of God. For the word of God declares that it is a terrible thing to deal with an angry God. But when you're saved, you escape the anger of God as long as you stay in the will of God. Oh, yes, trials come, just like they did our brother Job. Trials came to Job, and it seemed like God was not with him. It seemed like God was an unfair God, an unloving God, a God who don't care about his people, but he was with Job because, look, the scripture lets us know the enemy could not take his life. It could not take his soul. Yes, the flesh fell from Job's bone, but Job still had a God that was working it out for his good. I have troubles and trials and tribulations and temptations and all of these things, and yet the cup is bitter that I drink. Oh my God, the cup that I drink is bitter. And I say, where is my God? Where are you, Jesus? Why am I yet going through the valley of the shadows of death, and I'm feeling the evil that's plaguing me? Why is I'm going this path? Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. And I know how Job felt. He did no wrong. God found him honest and upright. So he recommended Job to the devil. Oh, the devil wanted him, no doubt about it. And he tried, listen to this, he tried to get Job, but he couldn't. Now, the conversation went on with God and the devil because God said to Job, have you considered my servant, Job? The devil said, look here, God, check this out. I went a while back to get old Job, and I couldn't get to him. So I went on about my business. So I thought I would catch Job off guard, and I came back again, and I found out I still couldn't get to Job. He said, and then I realized why I couldn't get to him, because you were in the way. You was protecting Job. You put that hedge around Job so that I couldn't get through. I want to let you know, if you missed that, let me tell you, God, when he covers you, the devil can't touch you without God's permission. Do you know how many times the devil have gone to God and said, I want to take Pastor Benjamin out, any way that I can take her out? And God said, well, go ahead if you think you can, but remember, she's a product of me. She's a sister to Job. And just like I got her covered, I covered Job and I'm covering her. Yes, what she's going through should have taken her mind from her by now. 11 long years. I almost feel right there. Oh, God, I know how the woman who had the issue of blood, she traveled with that condition for 12 long years. She wasn't even permitted to the temple. She wasn't allowed like me to go and pray and say, Lord, have your way, but don't forget about me. My brother was here on yesterday. yesterday, my brother, Pastor Michael, yes, my mother has two children, the last two that she brought in the world, the two that she said she didn't need, she didn't want. She said, I was satisfied with my daughter and my son. I only wanted two children because I didn't want my children to have to suffer. I didn't want my children to be where I couldn't take care of my children. I didn't want to have to give my children to an aunt or an uncle to raise and they'd be abused. So she said, thank you, God, for these two. This is all I need. But 3 years later, God said, but I got a prophet that I got to send down through you. Well, God, why are you sending the prophet to her with an alcoholic husband? Why, God, are you doing this? Why are you choosing an alcoholic man to let the seed come from him go into my mother's womb? And she carries a baby girl, Patricia Ann Benjamin. Born on the 24th day of April, when the doctor told my mother, your baby doesn't move. We believe your child is dead. We need to go in. Mama said, no, not yet. Not yet. But on the 24th day of April, I moved so until I came out. And I'm yet in the land of the living. But my father was not an upright man. Sometimes the sins of the father fall on the children. But you see, my grandmother, my father's mother, was going to have an encounter with the Lord. She had to put away her sinful ways. She had to give up her snuff. Where she had, I was told, 2 cases of snuff. She had 2 cases of snuff under the bed. She went to the church one night and came home free of the sin and the snuff. Oh, bless his name. They still sell that stuff. But my grandmother got saved. And by her getting saved, she brought my mother to the house of God. Where my mother got saved, she just had a spiritual birthday on the 16th of January. That is the day that she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and became a born-again Christian. She put down her Lucky Strikes and some kind of drink. I don't know what it is or how they make it, but some of you that drank it or a bartender could tell you what it, Google it. Stingers, something called Stingers. She would drink her Stingers and puff her cigarettes. But after she went to the church in 1956, I believe it was, January the 16th, she said the preacher got up and said, you had your chance to stop your smoking. You had your chance to stop your joking. If the Lord should call you now, sinner, you've had your chance. My mom said she don't remember anything else after that, that she was sprawled out in the floor. The power of God knocked her out, and the saints of God began to tarry with her. And I tell you, she just had that birthday on the 16th of January, and then on the 19th of January, God blessed her. To the natural birthday, she turned 88. But I'm saying, God, how long will I have to drink of this bitter cup? It's not easy taking care of someone with Alzheimer's when you have your own concerns about your own self. When you're dealing with other problems on the other side and then have to take care of an 80-year-old or 88-year-old child mind, like things that she does. Sometimes I find myself sitting on the sofa just observing her, and she's just tearing up paper and breaking stuff. She broke the lamp last night, Dr. Scott. She somehow cut the wire, and the lamp now is destroyed. She destroyed stuff. Her glasses, $900. She just broke the glasses. And then she said to me a few seconds ago before we got on the air, she said, I said, what are you looking for, Mom? She said, I'm looking for the car. She said, my car was right here, and now I don't see it. I said, no, your car is outside in the yard. She said, no, my car was sitting right here, and someone has taken my car. And I had said I wasn't going to give her a calming pill this morning. I don't like to give her that medicine. I like for her to have the privilege to walk back and forth throughout the house and sit down and talk and laugh. If we see something on television and it's funny, she'll laugh or whatever. But when she's asleep, she can't do that. And I said, God, I'm not going to give her that pill today. But after she told me that the car was sitting in the living room, it was right there by her chair. That's what she was letting it right here. And now it's gone. And I said, God, to take it back. So I went into the kitchen and got her pill. And I said, here, Mother, take your morning pill. She said, thank you, darling. She took the pill. So I'm waiting for the pill to calm her down. But when I testify of the goodness of Jesus, how he protects me, I thank him for it. With all that's going on in the White House, I find the moment to say, Lord, I thank you. When I went out to church on New Year's Eve night, and it was 9 degrees outside at night, 9 is really cold, 9 in the daytime with no wind, the sun is out, it doesn't feel quite so cold, but at night where there's no sun. And I got into the car, and I started the car, and well, I had already started the car and came back and finished getting dressed. And when I got into the car was warm. And I stopped right then, and I said, Lord, before I pulled off, I said, Lord, it is 9 degrees out here. I just came out of my warm house, stepped out into the cold air, got into my warm car. Now I'm getting ready to pull off to make my journey to the church. And I said, God, I'm not cold. Thank you for your love. Because someone on that same night, New Year's Eve night, had to get the tow truck for their vehicle. But God allowed my car to run. And the heat didn't shut off. The thermostat didn't freak out on me and leave me sitting in a cold car. I want to testify about what God has done for me. How about you? This is just the 21st day of January. Has God been good to you? I watch the Weather Channel a lot to see what's going on. I got loved ones all over the United States. I got a daughter somewhere overseas. Don't even know where my daughter is. But I know God is there. And he is taking care of my daughter for me. And my daughter has a personal relationship with God that she can say, Lord, you promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. That's what my brother Michael was talking about on yesterday. He said, you know, I don't pray those sad prayers anymore. I just give God his word. I tell him, God, you promised never to leave me nor to forsake me. And then he was talking about in the Bible where a man was talking to God, and he said, God, give me what I deserve. And God said, if I gave you what you deserve, you would be dead. So my brother said, God, don't give me what I deserve. Give me what you promised. Oh, God, I thank you. Yes, this is a good day. I've already been on the broadcast this morning at 9 o'clock. And I was on with Pastor Broadnecks this morning. And I tell you, God gave me a word for him. And I sang a song, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. God told me on last night to grace him with that song. No, not one. No night is so dark that he cannot hear us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows. Huh? Or all about our struggles. The woman who suffered for 12 long years, Jesus knew who she was. But she wasn't allowed to be among the crowd because back then when we women had our periods, our menstrual cycle, back then we weren't allowed in the public, and for God's sake, don't go nowhere near the temple because they said we were unclean. God was purifying us, but we were unclean. While being cleaned up, we was unclean. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" See, he wanted the woman to identify her own self. He could have said, "Patty, you touched me. And now you're made whole." But see, he wanted the woman to say, "It was I who touched you." Out of a multitude of people, Jesus wanted the woman to testify. She wanted to him. He wanted her to say, "It was me." And that's what the Lord wants of you today. He wants you to testify. "God, it is I who calling on your name. I'm calling on your name because I need you right now, Lord." You see, it is God who wants you to identify. "God, it is me who's seeking you for what I need. Your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, tender mercies. Ah, what about this Jesus?" He said to us, Isaiah's gospel there, he said, "My ears is not so heavy that I cannot hear you. Oh, God, 11 years for me, 12 years for the woman in the Bible. 12 years, longer than a decade. 11 years, longer than a decade. But yet God gave us both the woman in the Bible," because it said the woman in the Bible. "He has given us both the courage, in spite of what the enemy tell us, that if I can just get to Jesus, I got to reach him. I got to touch him with my faith." See, she was able to go through the crowd and touch the hem of his garment because that's the day that she was in. But he has ascended to his Father, so now I've got to touch him by faith. I've got to trust him no matter what it looks like, to know that my day will be turned around. And after a while and by, I'll be able to do more of the will of God. I thank God for Jesus. And I thank Jesus for it. But no cup, the bitter cup does not taste good. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But if we could just learn how to wait on God, if we can just have the faith as the size of a mustard seed, just like our God took care of us, the furnace could have shut down in the house. The power could have gone out through that cold spell that we had, and we would have woke and awaken into a cold house. But the God of Job, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob said, "These are bitter coals, but I have some children that's crying out, Lord, speak to the temperature. Tell it to come up," because those were freezing temperatures. At the time when it was so cold, I was in Delaware. Mother and I were in Delaware, and I'm watching the Weather Channel, and it's telling me how cold it's going to be in New York, and that's the first thing you don't want to happen when it's cold is for your pipes to burst. That's big money. And your floors can get messed up. You got wood floors. Your floors can puff up like a small grave that just put fresh dirt on it. I've seen that happen here in New York. The neighbor across the street was in the hospital. Wasn't enough heat in her house. Her pipes burst. She had to have all brand new floors throughout their entire house. She couldn't even come home from the hospital. Her brother didn't turn her heat up. So I had left the heat at 55. I didn't realize that it was going to get that cold. So I called one of the saints from the church in New York who has a key for my mother's house. And I asked her, would she go and bump the heat up to 60 and just run the water, flush the toilets, make sure everything is. And she sent her daughter, who was here from time to time taking care of my mother, so she knew more about adjusting the heat in this house than her mom did. And her daughter came and she said, tell Aunt Patty that the house is warm and the water is running, but I did put the heat up. So I had an ease of mind. And when I returned back here on the 6th day of January, the house was warm and the pipes were not busted. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? And when my neighbor told me that the guy, our plumber, was so busy for others, the pipes had busted. But God took care of this house. This is the house that Jesus built. This is the house that belonged to the saints of God. My mother prayed in this house many, many days. We had church in this same house. Where I'm speaking to from this morning in my room, I'm speaking to you. The walls in this house is blessed. The floor that my foot walk upon is blessed. And yet the cup seems so bitter. Now I feel like Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? But you know, if Jesus hadn't finished the course, well, there wouldn't be any need for Blog Talk and Glory United Ministries because it wouldn't matter. Not a bit. So I had to finish the course even though the cup, Jesus said to God, let this cup pass from me. I feel like I'm drinking from two cups. That's bitter. But the words of the song said Jesus knows all about our struggles. And he will guide us until the day is done. I thank you for this time. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for being available. But I just wanted to talk about the goodness of God. You know, the devil couldn't kill Job, just in case you don't know the end of the story. And God called all those people that was against Job, telling them that he had done wrong, had sinned, and he had every one of them to make him rich. They brought him an earring of gold. I tell you, the ending of Job was better than his beginning. Everything that Job lost, everything that was put on hold, God restored. He didn't give him the same children that he had. I know they said, go and take back everything that the devil has taken from you. But I don't really think I want what the devil has taken because it's tainted. Because if the devil had his nasty hands on it, it ain't no good. So I just want God to give me something new. He said, I'll do a new thing in you. I want God to bless me with the new. Job didn't get the same children he had. God gave him new children. The same wife? No. New wife. New cattle. All of that. He could have brought back the dead because he can raise the dead. You know that. He did it for Lazarus and so many others. But he gave Job new, gave him new health, new strength. The only thing that Job didn't get new is his name. God even gave him a new body. Because that one the devil had messed with. So God said, I'm going to do everything over. I'm going to make it new. And I'm waiting for my new. Apostle Cheryl Wade said, God is going to change my day. And I spoke to God this morning. I said, God, what day will be my change? But Job said, all the days of my appointed time, whatever time I have here on this earth, I want to know, will I wait until my change comes? In other words, will I shipwreck? Will I do like that woman that I had as a wife say, curse your God and die? Or will I yet continue to trust my God? I'm going to trust God no matter what it looks like. I'm not going to turn away from God and say, God, you do me wrong. No, 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 no. I'm just saying, God, this cup don't taste good. It's bitter. Make haste, says David. Make haste, oh God. Make haste. I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus. He opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus who leadeth me each day. I thank God, thank God, thank God. I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. And I thank God for Jesus for he opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus for he leadeth me each day. I thank God, yes, yes, yay, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yes, the cup feel like a death. But David said, I will fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. Sometimes people say, I don't know how you do it. You're taking care of your mother. You're driving back and forth to Delaware to your doctor. You're seeing to your husband who is sick. I don't know how you do it, but I know with God on my side, things will work out right. I'm going to make it. I know somehow, I know some way, I'm going to make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes my way, I'm going to make it. Oh, with Jesus on my side, things will work out right. I'm going to make it. Yes, I'm going to make it. And when I look back at these days, I want to say, God, you never left me. Although it seemed like a lifetime, you never left me. Oh, I thank God for this day, the 21st day of January. The blood is yet running warm in my veins. I thank him for life, health, and a reasonable portion of strength. Oh, God, look where you brought me from. One day I'll sing that song. Look where you brought me from. But I know that God has a promise and a plan far more exceeding than this for my life. But I gotta wait until the change come. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God say amen. Thank you.
thank you, Pastor Benjamin, for that wonderful, inspiring, and uplifting sermon. Now all we need to do is stop by God, let God stop by us. Amen.
If you're 50 or older or have a family history of colon cancer, get screened. Screening for Life makes it possible for those who are uninsured or underinsured to get a free screening. Click the banner to find out if you're eligible. This message is brought to you by the Delaware Division of Public Health. If you're 50 or older or have a family history of colon cancer, get screened. Screening for Life makes it possible for those who are uninsured or underinsured to get a free screening. Click the banner to find out if you're eligible. This message is brought to you by the Delaware Division of Public Health.